Joining us tonight, because what we do is we talk the talk. We do the real deal. We're talking everything from sexy to the nasty to what do I do, how can I do it, is that what she wants, is that what he wants, who is pleasing who. And keep in mind, please, folks, this is a grown folk talk show. So I'd greatly appreciate it if all my callers and listeners keep that in mind. We are grown folks, and this is grown folk talk. If you would like to, at any point in time, ask some questions, you have some requests of what you'd like to hear for a show, I greatly appreciate any and all feedback, questions. You know, let your friends know. We're at 323-927-2906. This is True Sex Talk with Lady G Spot. And tonight, the topic is hot, 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 and basically it's the simple tips on how to turn her on. And let me just say, everybody needs a little bit of help. Everybody needs to be able to, you know, kind of feel the groove, get into the groove, and there are some times that she's just not feeling it at that moment, at that time. And so, fellas, in all honesty, it is your job to be able to take her there, you know, make her feel you, make her feel in the mood. Now, there are some women who are always in the mood, and that's just the way it is, but you know, that's not all women. So there are times that you kind of have to just do that little extra. And it is that little extra that makes all the difference in the world. So we're going to go over a few things, and hopefully they'll be the things that you want to hear and that you can relate to. Now, keep in mind, we're on Twitter at True Sex Talk, and it's Lady G Spot. You can also email me at truesextalk@gmail.com. Go to the website, www.truesextalk.com, and we want any and everything that you can give us. Also, keep in mind that I have already written one book, The Art of Sucking, How to Give Great Head. If you're interested, let me know. I'm more than happy to email you an ebook copy. And, you know, it's one of those things that I think you can not only learn from, but get intense pleasure from. And I make it easy for the ladies to understand or your partner to understand. So it'll be simple, straight to the point, and it won't be anything that's difficult to grasp. And it will also be quite enjoyable all the way around. Now, let's start with some tips, shall we? Now, keep in mind that most bedroom problems boil down strictly to this. Men are microwaves, and women are slow cookers. So what you're trying to do now is you're trying to push your buttons and kind of heat up that habanero. And, you know, for women it can be an all-day process. You know, you get the ingredients, you mix everything together, then you put everything in the pot, you let it simmer, and you let it simmer some more. Oh, and then you do a little tasting, and you flavor it a little more. And right now it's, you know, one of those things where we're more on a microwave mentality for the crackpot reality. So these are quick, easy things that you can do that will make her hotter, quicker, and she'll be able to match your timeline. And seriously, it can take a few seconds to a few minutes, but the payoff, gentlemen, she is going to be so hot that you're not even going to be sure if you can get that taste out your mouth, because you're going to want it all the time. Now, keep in mind that some of these suggestions are just that. They're suggestions. It doesn't work for everybody, and all women are different, but one of the key things to look at is their ideas that I'm trying to bring to the forefront, because what it's going to do is it's going to take care of you. So let's start off. Well, one of the things that you can do is buy her a silk thong. Take yourself to Victoria's Secret and buy your woman a silk thong. Now, here's the thing. We're going to add a little twist to that. So you're going to give it to her at a time that basically says, well, we can't have sex right now, right here, right at this moment, but this is for you from me. And in doing that, you could be out with her having dinner at a restaurant and maybe give her a little box, tell her not to open it, you know, so that everyone can see. And inside that little box will be the thong and a little note, possibly telling her what she has to look forward to later. And then what you want to do is you want to tell her to go into the lavatory at that restaurant and have her put them on. That way you know she's wearing them. It's something you picked out for her to wear. And while she's wearing it, she's going to feel rather sexy because she knows you know she's wearing them. And she knows that you're thinking about her wearing them and when you're going to be able to take them off. It's always a little bit of psychology that steps into the mode. And fellas, seriously, sometimes it's the smallest, simplest things. So just kind of giving you, you know, a little look inside. It's a little naughty, but later on, she's going to have the chance to pay you back. All right. Next, let me just say this. If you were to take a poll of 1,000 women, I can just about guarantee you that about 800, 900 out of the 1,000 are going to tell you their number one turn-on is being kissed. So embrace her until she ends it. Now, excuse me, in saying that, what I mean is, for example, you grab her, you give her the deep, passionate kiss, but you don't stop. You let her be the one that does that. You take her breath away because that is a turn-on that drives women crazy. And when you're letting her know how much you savor her, that in itself is an exquisite turn-on. Now, another thing, you know, fellas, you don't have to get her name tattooed on your body. You could do something even better that when you take a shower, it's going to wash off. But you can do it in a way where it'll be unexpected. She's not going to expect it. So, for example, it's not just saying her name or even your pet name for her, but it's maybe writing her name somewhere on your body, and she has to find it and let her know that, you know, that's her spot, whatever it is. You know, there are magic markers. There are different type of markers you can use. You know, you can do it in a color that she'll like, or a color period, or even black, as long as it's her name. That's really all that's going to matter. Next, whisper in her ear. Whether it's in public, it's at a party, tell her what you're going to do to her later. For example, you're whispering in her ear and saying, tonight I am going to give you so many orgasms that you're not going to be able to stand it. It could be something as, you know, soft as, tonight I am going to rub you up, I'm going to rub you down, and I am going to rub you sideways. All of these little tidbits are just things that make a difference. Now, next thing, fellas, you know, flowers at the office, all of that, it's been overdone. It's nice, and what really makes it nice is the fact that people literally, they do feel jealous. They feel like, you know, whoa, isn't that sweet? Isn't that special? He's so romantic. You know, wonderful things like that. But at the same time, you know, do something thoughtful that she's not going to expect. Because when you do that, it makes her think about you all day. Whether it's, you know, sending her a little gift, giving her something a little different. And I'll give you an example. There's a woman that I know who... this is a woman who is in her 50s, all right? And she has more dates than any young woman at the whole company. More dates, more men. And when I tell you that gifts are being given to her on a regular basis, she not only gets flowers, she gets fruit arrangements, you know, edible creations. She gets cookie creations. She'll get, you know, he'll just have a box delivered with a card and a gift, and it's lovely, and it's a scarf. You know, what he thought was a lovely scarf, and he had the scarf delivered to her. He had a bottle of her favorite perfume delivered. You know, he had, at another time, and I remember this, someone else sent her a bottle of perfume that they liked and wanted her to wear. So when I tell you these guys went crazy over this woman, but she got gifts all the time. And they went crazy over her because she gifted back in a totally different way, but she knew how to do it. And that's what it's all about. All right. Next, plan a picture, you know. Stash a picture of her maybe in your underwear drawer. Put one in your wallet. Now, I would love to be able to say that most women don't go through your wallet or don't go through your phone. But I have been told that realistically, that's not true. Now, I can tell you, I've never gone through a man's wallet, but I was raised that a woman didn't touch a man's wallet and a man didn't touch a woman's purse. And that is your privacy.
Preach.
Go ahead. James, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm just listening, but I just wanted to come in to say preach what you were saying.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you why I, number one, I don't do it. Because you never know what you're going to find, but what you find may not be what you think it is. And women, we have a tendency to let our imaginations run away with us. And we can take one little piece of information, one little tiny thing, and the next thing you know, it's turned into a lifetime movie. So on the for real side, you know, if he's doing something and he's out there doing things, the truth is it was going to happen whether you looked in his wallet or not. You know, that if you looking in his wallet isn't going to do anything but, you know, make a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of questions, and turns messy. You know what? I want to at least believe inside myself that when he tells me something, that he's being straight up about it. And the truth is, if he really didn't want to be with me, he wouldn't be with me. And any of you ladies out there, if he didn't want you, he would not be with you, period. Bottom line, that's all there is to it. So looking in someone's wallet, going through all of their personal items, anything like that, out of the question. But, fellas, if you have her picture on your phone, in your wallet, stuck in your drawer, even if you've got it at your job and you invite her to come to your job, maybe to go to lunch or something, the minute she sees that picture, whatever doubt she did have is gone, totally gone, because now you've turned her to where she's like, oh, that's so sweet. Oh, look what he did. Isn't that sweet? You know, gosh, he's really crushing on me, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great feeling for a woman to feel like he's kind of bragging about her. So make use of it, you know. Take that picture and let her know, even if you're taking a picture of her, let her know it's a picture for you. It's something that you want. And it doesn't have to be in lingerie. It's just a photo. It could be a smile of her lips. You know, a picture of her smiling. Could be a picture of her lips, just her lips. And I mean the one on her face, fellas, okay? Something you can show someone else. You know, it might be, you might take a photograph of just her eyes because, you know, it's something about the sparkle in her eyes. Now, here's the thing. Anyone can say, I love you. But you know what? Tell her why you love her. Because it could be something as simple as maybe it's the way she nibbles at a Kit Kat candy bar or the way her nose scrunches when she drinks tequila. You know, whatever it is you're going to say is going to make her feel special. And when you touch a woman's heart and her emotion, the truth is, you're touching a cookie, okay? And I've got a saying. The saying is that, and I call it a cookie just so that you know, because I believe cookies need a little bit of milk every now and then, okay? And in my case, cookies need milk all the time, all right? So back to fellas, just tell her why you love her. What it is about her that, you know, makes your heart pump. It can be something very simple, but it will be so endearing and so sweet that she's going to show you her love. You know, and here's another thing. Get your story straight. And the story I'm talking about is when you and her first met. Remember the beginning. Remember certain details of your first meeting. You know, maybe what she was wearing, what she said, what you said, how you felt. You recount that to her, and you do it on a regular basis. Not only does it totally destroy any of her misgivings that she might have, but it puts her in a much better place in her mind, knowing that that's the reality, that you do remember that, and it's important to you as it is to her. Now, another little thing that, you know, and fellas, let me just say this. These are all endearments, but they really are turn-ons. They're things that touch her emotionally, and when a woman is touched emotionally, she will make love to you so passionately. It's amazing. So the little things are, you know, leaving her a love note, you know, on the fridge, on the bathroom mirror, you know, underneath her pillow. You know, the sweetness of it literally might make you a little bit nauseous, but the truth is it'll make her feel like a lovesick teenager. And she'll be thinking about you all day long and what she's going to do to you when she does see you. Now, another little thing, and this is a movie from back several years ago, but there's a movie with Kevin Costner called Bull Durham. Now, one of the reasons I like that movie is because it's sexy and it's hot. Now, granted, it's about baseball. That's okay. But the sexy thing, the hot thing, is there is a scene that she is laying on the bed and he is painting her toenails. And I can tell you from experience, I have had my toes sucked, and I can tell you there is nothing like it. Because he is doing it with intent. He's not all care to the wind. He's doing it with intent, and it's like, oh, my goodness. Now, something that you can do that's, and also, not just the painting of the toes. Let me say this. Fellas, shampoo her hair. You know, get in the shower with her, get in the tub with her, and put your hands in her hair, shampoo it, and then after you've rinsed it and gone through it, then condition it. You know, put the conditioner in it to make it silky, make it smell good, make it soft, and then comb through it, you know, while it's the conditioner's in there so that, you know, it'll be tangle-free hair. And in the mix of all of this, there's so many different things. I mean, shave her leg, you know, or just brush her hair. Give her a scalp massage, you know. It's the simple little things that are a humongous turn-on. Okay, so you know where to kiss her. You know where she likes to be kissed. But now, kiss the spots that you normally don't kiss, you know. Her knees, her elbows, her ankles. And if you haven't been kissing her neck, shame on you. Because that particular part of her body is so delicate, so sexy, and craves that type of attention. We can watch a movie, and when we see a man kiss a woman on the back of her neck, oh, my. Now, there's something about this sensation. Those nerve endings will make her come unhinged, I promise you. And if you've not done it, then try it. You will see. Now, you've all heard about chocolate-covered strawberries. All right, well, set up a little TV tray, take it in the bedroom, and just to let her know that you're thinking ahead, have maybe a huge towel already down on the bed so that you can come out with some chocolate syrup, maybe a little whipped cream, put on, you know, a kinky little movie in the DVD player, because you're making her body juicier by the moment. She's getting into this. Now, just to give you a couple of tips, if you're going to use fruit, the best foods for sex are fruits that you can rub onto the body, like soft mango and papaya, you know, then that way you can devour her and the fruit. You know, you get a little sticky, shower, repeat, you know. And truth is, if you're Mickey Rourke and you're by any chance watching the movie 9 1/2 weeks, you'll forget the shower part. You will be all over her and she'll be all over you, sticky, sweet, wetness and all. Now, one morning, you know, let her sleep in a little bit and you bring in the, not the coffee, not the tea, bring her some hot chocolate, a sexual stimulant strictly for her, and then bring in maybe a bowl of raspberries, strawberries, you know. I mean, look at the bright side. The berries will replenish the zinc that you lose the minute you have an orgasm. And so you're back on top again. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, let her feel the moment. Because if she's feeling the moment, guess what? You're also feeling the moment. And you'll find that it's going to be very pleasurable moments all the way around. Now, another thing you may want to try the no move move. So when you start your foreplay, all right, tell her that you're not going to move on to another action or another part of her body until she tells you what she wants you to do next. And this works both physically and mentally, because it's a way to encourage her to open up and direct you to what she really wants. And then, of course, it's your turn. So you're now following suit, because she's going to turn around and do the same exact thing to you. Now, fellas, you all know, you've heard it before, women have asked for a massage. And I'm not talking about one of those little 4 or 5 minutes, you know, rub my shoulders real quick, squeeze, squeeze, pinch, pinch, slap, slap. Okay, there you go. Oh, that's not going to do it. It is not going to do it. It's not going to do anything to her other than irritate her. So, I'll tell you what. In hot weather, roll a chilled can of soda along the back of her thigh, you know, and then take your fingertips ever so lightly and stroke over that. Not only will it have somewhat of a ticklish feeling, but the nerve endings will be on fire in her body, because those nerve endings are all going to go straight to the groin. If it's cold weather, warm a towel in the microwave for about 10, 15 seconds, and then rub her down with that hot towel, that hot, moist towel, because, again, tension in the skin it comes to the surface and explodes and releases. And that's what you're doing. You're releasing all of that stress that she's feeling so that she'll be more open to you. You know, maybe season her belly with a little bit of salt and then slowly lick it off. Add a little tequila for taste if you want, you know. Another thing, you know, take some gloves, you know, winter gloves, turn them inside out, and then rub her down with the soft side of the gloves, you know. If it's a glove that's lined with cashmere, turn the glove inside out and just kind of like you would do with your car when you buff it and you're buffing that shine. Do a nice, slow wax on, wax off buff with those gloves on her skin. It's soft and it's tingly and it's caressing. What do you think, James? How are we doing so far?
I'm liking it. I'm actually taking some notes because, you know, every man can use some help in that. They can use some help in that department because, you know, as you grow, you know, older and older with your partner, your wife, you know, whatever, you got to do something different. You know what I mean? You got to have enough tricks in the bag to be able to pull them out when they're needed. So I'm taking notes. I don't know what everyone else is doing out there. I know we got a lot of people listening. The chat room is doing really well, too. So I'm taking notes.
Well, you know, here's the thing, too. I mean, I want you all to listen to the show. I definitely want to hear from you, but remember, you can go and pull us off iTunes. You know, when the show's over, just so you don't forget anything, you can go and pull us off iTunes. We're there. You know, Lady G-Spot is there with True Sex Talk, and it's something that you can listen to together as well.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Sure. I would say let's take a quick break and come back and answer some of the chat questions, and you can give the rest of your tips.
That'd be great. Let's do it. We will be right back with True Sex Talk. This is Lady G, and when we come back, we'll find your spot.
Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network, realfansportsnetwork.com.
All right, we're back. Chuck, what was your analysis?
First of all, snake bites are dangerous. If I saw a snake in the paint, I would average 28-10, and the snake would have been barbecue chicken.
Let's talk basketball. I'm still probably the best shooter in the NBA.
Ain't no woman like the one I got.
I'm going to the board.
All right.
As a point guard, it's easy for me to think like a man, too.
Hey, give me.
Give me a ball. Head up, North Carolina. Hakeem, catch. Dunk.
Championship.
At Valiant Property Group, we don't just buy ugly houses. Ask Bunny King.
It was time for my mom to move out of the home she had lived in for over 30 years and move closer to my husband and I.
Valiant Property Group can also help you out in any stressful situation. Call them at 972-643-BPG1.
This was my childhood home, and it was very distressing.
Valiant Property Group focuses on your needs. We take stress and hassle out of selling your home.
Like most houses over 30 years old, it needed repairs, and we just didn't have the money to do it. One day, my boss told me he saw a black and yellow Valiant Property billboard. You know, one of those We Buy Houses cash billboards. Why don't you give them a call?
Valiant Property Group buys houses in any condition for cash. We close on your time frame, and we pay most closing costs.
Everyone I met at Valiant Property Group was so helpful. They made promises to me, and they kept them.
Sell your house the easy way. Call 972-643-BPG1.
My mother was very, very happy. And for me, that meant everything.
Call Valiant Property Group at 972-643-8741 or visit us online at valiantpropertygroup.com today.
All right, sports fans, thank you guys for tuning in to True Sex Talk. Make sure if you want to hear any UFC or MMA action, you come back on Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. for Tribes Martial Arts Radio with host Sifu Willie Wilson. That's every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. right here on the Real Fan Sports Network for all your UFC, MMA, and mixed martial arts talk right here with Tribes Martial Arts Radio. Tune in, and until then, keep on blasting.
And you are back listening to True Sex Talk with your hostess with the mostest. That's right. I am Lady G Spot, and I'm here to help you find your spot. So we thank you for listening. Tonight is How to Turn Her On. Now, this is what we're talking about, how to turn her on. So, James, we've got some Twitter action going on and some blog action going on. And tell me what you got, and I'll go ahead and answer any questions.
All right, great. We're so glad you guys are in the chat room and asking questions. Everyone that's listening from overseas to the United States, welcome you all for making this show so popular. So we've got some, you can send us a message on Twitter at True Sex Talk to send a message on Twitter. But we got some flash chat questions here. They didn't leave a name, but 721897 would like to know what can he do to kind of steam things up, because they, apparently his question was, what can I do in the bedroom that would send my woman completely over the top?
All right. I have the perfect tip. And here's the thing. People don't realize this, but there's a British sex therapist by the name of Philip Hodgson. And he has put out several different articles and several different things, but cold is sensed by more nerve endings than a mere touch can even reach. So you're now expanding her range of response. So do this. Chill a bunch of grapes, seedless grapes, mind you, for about 20 minutes. Then trail a small sprig of them along her neck, her nipples, and inner thighs. Nibble away. Now put a grape in your mouth and gently press it against her clitoris. By holding it in between your teeth and between your lips. And not only will that sensation reach her deeply, but it will send that chill throughout her whole body, up and down, all the way through. And that's exactly what you're trying to accomplish. Do something different. Do something spontaneous. There is a little, it's hard to explain, but it looks like a back scratcher, which it isn't. But it's a tickler. And that's actually what it's called. It's called the tickler, where all you do is hold the handle and you lightly go up and down her arms, her back, her neck, the back of her legs, the front of her legs, her stomach, all across her butt. Because that little tickler is going to make the hairs on her skin stand straight up, but it's also going to make her flinch, move, gasp, sigh, and every time she jumps, lick that spot. You know, it's more about the time you take. And especially when you think about what you can do to her. You know, add something extra to it, and it's going to surprise her, but it's also going to see the thought you put into it. And that's where we take it even further. We take it to another level. You were thinking about her. You planned this. You did this for her. And then the intensity of you doing it to her, she will think about it the whole day at work. The whole next day, she's going to be thinking about it all day long. She'll have a smile to herself. She'll grin about it. She might leave you a little message. She might say thank you. She might do something extra special for you. Whatever it is, that's how you get those things. What else you got for me, James?
Oh, all right. We've got one other question here. This is from Jeff. Jeff is in Minnesota. Hello, Jeff in Minnesota.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff would like to know, and this is a comment I guess from earlier, he wanted to know why you said silk, a silk thong versus any other material, I guess. He just says, why silk?
Because silk is sexy, and when women look at silk and we feel silk up against our skin, it's so soft. It's so satiny, and it feels so good. Not only that, but seriously, we've got a string between our legs up the crack of our butt. I mean, you know, it's comfortable. If it's a fabric that's got all kind of sequins and jewelry on it, I can tell you right now it's not comfortable. And if it's not silk, you can have something that isn't silk in between your legs, and it will chafe. And fellas, you know what that feels like. I know you do, because if you haven't played sports and worn a jock strap for the very first time, you were chafing thinking, whoa, what is this? This is not feeling good. Well, that's exactly how your woman will feel. So if the fabric is silk, it will feel comfortable, it will feel soft, but more than anything else, it will feel sexy and make her feel more desirable. And believe it or not, it's the way you see her. You know, sometimes it's the simplest thing, but I can tell you, one of the literally the most treasured things that was ever said to me by a man that I felt totally head over heels for. I have naturally curly hair, and I don't wear my hair down very often, but when I do wear my hair down, I normally wear it down for me. And one of the things he said to me is, my fingertips have memorized the curl formation of your hair. Now, he's got his fingers in my hair. He's getting ready to kiss me, and he literally whispered that in my ear, and I promise you, I had an orgasm right then. And he hadn't even touched me yet. And I can tell you, the impact of that statement resonates today like he said it yesterday. That's how intense that was. So it's the little things, it's the way you do them, it's the way you say them, you know. It could be, you know, you get her that thong, and it's a silk thong in your favorite color, and then you let her know that it's your favorite color, not hers, yours, because it's the way you see her. For you to be able to show her how you see her through your eyes, that's what gives a woman confidence. That's what makes a woman feel sexy. And I don't care if it's a woman that weighs 90 pounds or a woman that weighs 250 pounds. If that's your woman, she wants to be made to feel sexy, and she wants to see herself through your eyes. And when you show her in that special way, it makes all the difference in the world. All right. So now let's come a little clean. And when I say come a little clean, it's more or less, you know, taking a bath together can be one of the most sensuous things that you ever do. And literally, it can be so sexy to her that that's what she wants to do on a regular basis. She wants to do it with you. You know, we as women have a tendency to not like our bodies very much. And you probably have noticed this, fellas. It doesn't matter how good she looks. But in one of our previous shows, we talked about women who had a, I think it's called labiaplasty, you know. But she's had work done on her cookie because she felt that it was ugly and unattractive. So, fellas, tell your woman her pussy is pretty. Let her know that the crack of her ass is pretty. You know, let her know it's not just the shape, but it's the way your fingers feel when it touches her skin. You know, I can honestly tell you the difference in a way a man touches a woman, it makes her feel so desirable when what she's feeling is him yearning for her. And it's not just the soft touch or the attention that he pays or the fact that all you might do is get some lotion and rub her feet down, you know, and just the fact that you've given her that attention. I can pretty much promise you she's not going to fall asleep. She is not going to fall asleep. And she is not only going to be pumped up and hyped, she's waiting. So taking a bath, you know, fill it with the hot water. And, you know, fellas, I know that some of you are a little squeamish. You think that the water in some kind of way is going to burn your nuts off or something. It's not. You know, if you were athletic at any point in time, then you've already been in the hot water. You know, granted, it was a jacuzzi, it was a whirlpool, but that water was a temperature that had to be heated because it's not comfortable when it's cold. And it's not doing your muscles any good if it's supposed to be relaxing you. So put the heat in the water. Don't forget the foaming bath gel. Don't forget, you know, to add some of that, you know, silky, smooth. Don't use the one that has sea salt in it. Sea salt is when you're trying to scrub the dirt off and you're trying to exfoliate, you know, dead skin. You don't want that one. You want the one that is a silky, smooth bath gelée, you know, and spelled G-E-L-E-E. You know, even if it's just a body shampoo, but it doesn't have any sea salt in it, but instead it has, you know, moisturizing beads in it, then something like that is perfect. And you can rub up against her, you know, you can, you know, put her behind you even, where you feel her breast on your back, you know, and you're soaking each other up. You know, there's something about it, you know, and then also, you know, take the, you know, the scrub brush. You know, kind of, you know, scrub her, but gently, softly, you know. Kiss her back, sponge off her belly, you know. Literally, give her a bath. And you may be surprised that she may very well do you the same exact way. And she may say, you know, stand off, I'm going to rinse you off. And in rinsing you off, she might take control in some other areas as well. All right. So, you know, after the shower, now is where you kind of want to rubber down. So for even for extra shower power, we'll say, you know, pour a couple of drops of shower gel into a spray bottle, mix it with water, sprayer, and then rubber. You know, she'll feel kind of three different types of stimulation. The steady pelting of the shower, you know, the soft spray of soapy gel, and the firm caress of your hands. It's kind of like a threesome, then all of that's going to turn her on. You know, all of that is going to turn her on. And then when you're done and you get out, here's the ticket. Now, where you dry each other off. You're literally making sure that you're ready for one another. You know, dry each other off, smooth her down with some body oil or some lotion. You know, you're together. That's the whole key. And you're enjoying it together. All right, next. The body burrito. Okay, bondage is a little appealing for a good reason, because it heightens anticipation for one who's receiving the pleasure. But anything with locks, Velcro, ties, that can freak us all out. So, you know, try while you're rolling around in the bed to wrap her up in the sheet so she can't really do anything with her arms. Think kind of a straight jacket, but it's not tied, so if she needed to get out, she can. But lift her head, her shoulders, lower legs uncovered, and kiss every inch of the exposed skin. It's simple, it's spontaneous, and it's kind of soft core, you know? Not the hardcore stuff. It's more of a soft core, but it's enticing, you know? It's sexy. And another thing, if you know your lady's insecure about her body and, you know, she's so insecure, then, fellas, blindfold yourself. Blindfold yourself and just feel your way around. You'll be amazed at how confident she'll be because you're not actually looking, but you're touching and you're feeling. And it's the touching of the skin, it's the feeling of all those different parts of her body that makes her feel sexier, makes her feel like you want her. All right? And, you know, there are some things that women just want, and one of those things that a woman wants, she wants to feel respected. So before you you get ready to insert yourself, ask her if it's okay. Ask her if she wants you. You know, do you want me now or do you want me to wait? There's something about that that's incredibly endearing, but it also gives her a sense of respect and gives her the security to become more sexually relaxed. So when you're first entering her and you're kissing her lips or caressing her face, you know, it gives her stimulation in addition to penetration. And so that's a key line. Remember that no matter what. Give her stimulation in addition to penetration. So I can tell you, to have a man literally cup his hands around a woman's ass while he's inserted himself into her, where he's pulling her to him closer. A woman will, I'm one. We are one. One body, one mind, one. And there's something about that that is so beautifully sexy, so much of a turn-on that you just, you know, for a woman, she's like, whoa, the orgasmic feeling she's going to have is amazing. And then practice re-entry. After you first enter her, do it again, slowly. Repeat it over and over. You know, one of the huge turn-ons is anticipation. You know, don't pull all the way out. But when you pull almost all the way out, she gets the anticipation of the stroke that comes back in. It's a turn-on. It hits those nerve endings right there at the opening of her vagina. You're literally going in, pulling out, not all the way, just so that the tip of your head is right there at the opening of her vagina, and the turn-on is intense. You know, if you know anything about Kama Sutra, they'll tell you, you know, 5 to 7 strokes, and then kind of pull out and ease back in, and then get your groove back, 5 to 7 strokes, and pull out. Not all the way, just very ease, the very short part of the head right there, and she's like, oh. And then at whatever point, you know, you feel like you want to add some more strength into it, that's when you're going to give her all of your manhood, all of your passion. You're just like, boom, pushing it right through. So, you know, these are some of the tips that we've got, some of the things that we do, but I'm going to end this on my tips on a good note for all of you. We're not going to quite, we've got a few more minutes, so, and I want to be able to tell you a little bit more about what we're doing, but one of the things you may want to do is buy a little mini fan. And take that fan and place it so that it's directed on her. Not a huge, great big fan, but just a little fan that you can set it up so that you're going to have it where the fan is directed towards her. And then pour peppermint schnapps into her belly button. Dip your fingers and your tongue and trace her body with it. And that peppermint schnapps will tingle up and down her all over. She'll have the smell of the peppermint, which automatically is something that not only wakes you up, but it's enticing, and her nose will smell it. Her senses will feel it because of the fan, the coolness of the peppermint schnapps, all of that. It will be amazing. All right, now, remember, folks, please go to my website for True Sex Talk, but also visit my website of I-M-A-H-O, imaho.com, so that you can submit your sex story. This is your true experience because imaho, you aho too. I'm working on my next book. I would love to be able to put more anonymous stories in there of your experiences, whether they're funny, clumsy, goofy, sexy, hot, enticing, makes no difference. We want to be able to go on this journey together so that we all learn. We all get different tips, different ideas, and we're sharing the knowledge. We're sharing the knowledge about not just men, but women, our bodies, putting them together. And one of the key things you want to always remember is if you want her to give you what you want, then you have got to give her what she wants and what she needs. And it's not always about, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to take that. Sometimes we want it a little rough, that's true, but we'll let you know when we do. Any other time, we want to know that the care is there, that the emotion is there, that the feeling is there. You know, some of us like 5 minutes here, some of us want 2 hours there. You know, I was very pleasantly surprised when Peace, love, and hot, nasty sex.